We are going to spend 3 hours this afternoon and tomorrow morning, two sections, to study the topic of overcome laziness and procrastination. Now, let's turn to the material B1, overcome the laziness. When we talk about the topic of Sabbath, usually we emphasize what? When we talk about the topic of Sabbath, usually we emphasize what? Sabbath. Usually we emphasize what? Go to church. Oh, okay. On time. Okay. Sabbath, huh? This day has three important characteristics of Sabbath. You don't know. Genesis, talk about Sabbath. Three. First, it's a day of rest. The second, it's a day of being separate, belong to God. It's a day of holy day, right? And the third is, it's a day of, it's a day of blessing, right? The Sabbath, we emphasize this, right? So in the Sabbath, we always emphasize, you come to the church, we have to rest physically, spiritually, and mentally, right? Trust all your burden to God, enjoy the rest. But however, when we go to Africa, in Sabbath, we emphasize different things. And think about why and what does that mean to us. Now turn to the book of Exodus chapter 20. The book of Exodus chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20. Verse 9. Start from verse 8, Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Let's read together. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 9. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall not do no work, nor your son, nor your daughter, and nor your male servant, nor your female servant, or all your cattle, nor your stranger who are within your gate. Right. Look. Verse 8 says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Right. Verse 9 says, 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. This is mentioned before the next sentence. Right. In the seventh day that you should rest. Before you should rest, what should you do? Yes, do your work. Work it hard. So, seventh day, a day of rest. In Africa, most of the people, every day, they enjoy the rest already. Just lie down on the palm tree and enjoy the breeze. Right. 6 days, already enjoy the rest. The seventh day, we emphasize you have to rest. That means what? All the seventh day, you work nothing. That's not right. But the Bible says, after you work hard for 6 days, then seventh day is a day of rest. So Sabbath day is a day for the person who work very hard. Right? And the Sabbath day, you can enjoy the rest. So brothers and sisters, if first 6 days you do nothing, then Sabbath day you have to do what? You cannot rest. You just come to church, you have to labor. Wash the dishes and do the holy work in the church because you already rest for 6 days. So what does that mean? 6 days you have to labor. Means you should be diligent. You should not be lazy. Right? So Sabbath day is a day for those who are not lazy. Right? So a lot of times we don't do too much work. So we will not really enjoy Sabbath. If we really do a lot of work, right? every day you are almost exhausted physically, mentally. And Sabbath becomes so precious because this is a day of rest. One of the elderly sisters, I think she was in the age of 70-something, and she was unable to have a good sleep, always suffer from insomnia. So the doctor had to prescribe some kind of tranquilizer to help her to fall asleep. And what is your suggestion to this elderly sister? She could not have a good sleep. Insomnia. Right. Do you know what resolved that? After her daughter gave birth a son, her son gave birth another son, and he take care of the two children, right? After she take care of the two children, every night come back to her home, fall down and fall asleep right away. Oh, why? Because she labor and toil. So she really enjoy sleeping. And for the elderly people, they are retired. Daytime has nothing to do, right? When you daytime has nothing to do, you take a nap from 2 to 4 p.m. Of course, even you cannot sleep. And when you take care of the newborn baby, this one is crying, another one is crying. After you baby feed this one, and another one is hungry, and then after feed this one, and this one diaper is wet. And after you change the diaper, another one diaper red, right? And then another one is crying. And then you're all day long, you're exhausted, and you lie down on bed, you fall asleep, right? And that sleep is very sweet. It really feels you can fall asleep. It's a blessing. The Sabbath day is the same. Yeah, you really labor, work hard. Sabbath day, very precious. You really appreciate, oh, God created a day of Sabbath, a day of rest. What is laziness? Laziness, first, is relaxing too much. How much is too much? Relaxing too much. How much is too much, according to your definition? Relaxing too much. How much is too much? Every evening, how much is enough for you to sleep? 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 hours? Let me give a survey. How many hours you sleep in the evening is so-called enough? 10. Oh, okay. How about you? 7. How about you? 7. 8 or 10. Oh, sister. How much is enough? Evening. How many hours? 8. How about you? 8. Average speaking, we usually say you work 8 hours, you sleep 8 hours, right? And you have another 8 hours for your own activity, right? But every people is different, right? Some 7, some 8, some 9, right? So that is a time for relax. But a lot of times, right? Even we already sleep 8 hours, physically it's still enough, right? And we still don't want to get up, especially in the winter time. Lie down on the bed is so good. And that's called laziness. Why? Because relax too much. And you are saying, why? Because today is Sunday, right? Sunday is supposed to what? Relax. Of course, Sunday we can relax, but a lot of things we still should do, right? Get up and read the Bible, get up and pray, right? Something like that. Now, let's look into the book of Proverbs, chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 6. Verse 9 and 10. Before we go read that, let's think about one question. Proverbs chapter 6. Okay, what is the purpose of relax?
What is the purpose of relax?
Yeah. To rest so that you can continue your journey, right? Because you can refresh yourself, regain your energy. So that is the reason we need to relax. We need to rest. And God created 6 days for hardworking and 7 days is rest, relax. Right. So you have energy and to continue your next walk journey. And relaxing too much means we already overdo it. Now, we read chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. How long will you slumber, or slack? When will you rise from your sleep? And a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hand to sleep. And verse 11. So shall your poverty come on you like a prowler, and your knees like a armed man. You talk about if we sleep too much, right? We're lazy, and we don't want to be diligent to do our own job, to fulfill our own duty. Then the poverty will come on you very fast, and you need like an armed man, Your need, like an amen. What does that mean? Like an amen. Amen means you cannot resist. You will come by force. So if we relax too much, the poverty will come to us like an amen. The poverty will come, you have no power to resist it. It will overcome you. The poverty will overcome you. Laziness, eventually we have to pay a price. A price about what? Poverty. Poverty in what sense? In many, many sense. Right? If we don't be diligent, we are lazy in study, then we will be poverty in in knowledge. Our knowledge will be limited. Then we are not fully equipped ourselves for our own career. Then in the future, probably you are looking for a job, maybe not some problem, right? That's called poverty. Poverty, right? And it's possible that if we are not diligent to study, we are lazy. You know, when we grown up, those who are diligent in study, they earn the money by their brain, right? If we don't be diligent in study, then you earn a living by what? By your own labor. Right? It's different. You know, McDonald's minimum wage is how much? $3? $8. Right? Yeah. A labor you're just rushing around to fulfill the order of the customer, right? Something like that. But if you are diligent and study, well prepared, and plus God's blessing, probably you can sit in the office, computer programmer, something like that, right? Enjoy the air condition, and then, well, 1 hour, what, $50, $60, something? Very high pay, right? So, relaxing too much is lazy, because we are not well prepared for our future. 26, Proverbs chapter 26, verse 14. Proverbs 26, verse 14. As a door turns on its hinges, so does the lazy man on his bed, right? So the lazy man on his bed, like a door, turned on its hinges. That means what? The door you close and open and close, open and close, open and close, the hinge remain there, right? The hinge will never change. If the hinge door change, the whole door just collapse, right? What does that mean? A lazy person, right on bed, turn on, right turn, left turn, the alarm, the first alarm, then you turn it off, and then you don't care about the alarm, and the alarm, a few minutes, they don't continue. The second alarm, the third alarm, but it's still in turning around in the bed, never get up. That means we, unless we are sick, right? Sick, we have a reason. If we are healthy, we lie down on bed, we don't want to get up. And that is a sign of relaxing too much. Another way of relaxing too much is probably we mentioned last night. We consume too much of the entertainment. Our entertainment originally is to refresh ourselves, because after your hard work, just like a brother say, I really want to serve God, but after I work hard in the company, when I come back, I just don't want to do anything. Why? All my energy are really drained out. So I need to be recharged, refreshed. So a lot of people, how do they recharge, refresh? There are many several ways. One of the ways, just sit down and what? Let the TV keep on running. Not even watch the TV, just let the noise of the TV continue, keep on going on. That's the way you relax. And some people, the other way to relax is what? Go to what? Gym, right? Exercise. That's a way of relaxing. And how about your way of relaxing? What's your way of relaxing? Go to have a walk, and then what? Play some kind of card, right? That's also relaxing, right? So we have different way of relaxing. But if we relax too much, and relaxing becomes the purpose of our life, then we are easy to become lazy. Okay, this is the first point. The second point, what is a laziness? Laziness means not fulfilling duties. Proverbs chapter 19. A lazy man bury his hand in power, and it will not so much as to bring it to his mouth again. Even food is there, already prepared. You don't even want to bring the food to the mouth. That's too lazy, right? As your parents prepare the food, but at least you have to take time to eat that. So, not fulfilling the duty. It's a kind of laziness. Another sign of the so-called fulfilling the duty, you think about your family life every night, before you sleep, the sink, you help to wash all the dishes before you go to bed. Do you do that? Some of the family, they pile up today's dish, right? put on the bottom. Tomorrow, another layer. The third day, another layer, and pile up. All right. It's not only not looks neat, but it sometimes it smell no good, right? And the worst is that kind of laziness will become a habit. Oh. And once the habit gradually build up, it will become character. Oh. So character come from where? Come from long-term habit. It will become character. Oh. Okay. So whether I'm lazy or not, that is think about one thing, right? Did we finish the washing the dish every day? Do you do that? Oh, right. If the the dish you wait until tomorrow to wash it, probably that's a sign of laziness. Oh, okay. Sometimes you are too exhausted for occasionally. You wait until second day, it's fine. But if every time we always accumulate 1 day, 2 day, 3 day dish and wash it at once, when you already reach to a moment that no dish available anymore, then it's a sign of laziness. Right? Come on. Right? Fulfill our own duty. Not fulfill our own duty, it's lazy. Just like a homework. Every day school give us homework. Right, this is our duty, unless the teacher give you unreasonable amount of homework, right? You cannot finish. Otherwise, the homework you have to finish. Every day you go to school, your homework being completed. What the lazy means? You come back, you relax for a little bit, and you continue to go out and play the ball, and come back and start online and do this and do that, and your homework never finish. And then it's lazy. It's lazy. Same thing with the church work, right? Church work. If we are lazy, then we cannot fulfill our duty in the church. Now we look into Proverbs chapter 24, verse 30. I went out by the field of the lazy man and by the vineyard of the man devoid of understanding. Verse 31. And there it was all overgrown with thorns, and its surface was covered with nettles, and its stone wall was broken down. Verse 32. But I saw it, I considered it well, then I looked at it and received instruction. So what the laziness means, one day if you have family, right? But if you have a house, laziness means look into the yard of your house. Right? A lot of family, they are so diligent in taking care of the yard. At least we have to reach to the average. Right? Average means in the same community, look like everybody. But if all the community already reached to the average, only our own yard, right? The wild grass so long, even so long, right? If you put a sign of, I'm a true Jesus member, put on the door sign, that will be a shame to the church. So laziness, according to here, is take care of your yard. But if you still a bit lazy, I'm lazy, don't buy a house with so big yards, right? Small yard. But this is something trivial. The most important is what? What does that yard mean? What does yard mean? The yard means our faith. Our faith. The yard means our family, spiritual life of our family. You know, a lot of parents are very diligent teaching their children how to achieve the academic goal. But it seems lazy in spiritual perspective, or So the children's faith will be affected. Yeah. So when we decide to have a children, actually we assume a lot of responsibility. Really, nowadays, if we decide one day if you get married, you want to have a baby. One baby, one cross. Remember, one baby, one cross. The cross is not given by Jesus Christ. The cross you choose by yourself. Two baby, two cross. Three baby, three cross. Right? Really? If you think about from the spiritual perspective, really is bearing the cross. A heavy cross. Nowadays, so difficult to raise up the godly children. So, enjoy your baby. Yes, it's right. But also, carry your burden. Okay, we cannot be lazy. Besides, we work hard. We have to pray God to have mercy on us. Our children can be good spiritually. And this yard can also referring to what? Your campus fellowship. All right. Campus fellowship is a spiritual yard in your campus. If you are been selected as a coordinator, right? You are very diligent to guide the group to pray. And then you can see the spiritual revival of the campus fellowship. After 4 years of you study in a college, you can see our own faith being rebuilt. And a lot of people who join the campus fellowship can be rebuilt too. There was a brother, probably you know whom I'm talking about. His parents sent him to a university which is out of state. Probably had to pay something extra. And that university had quite a few of students. For one time, it's about more than 14, 15 campus fellowship. And every night, they reserve a room. Every night, anyone available, go and pray. All right, and they have a fellowship 2 nights a day, a week. Oh, 2 nights a week. And that time, really, that campus fellowship revived many people's faith, including this brother come out of state. Originally, it seems very naughty, right? After graduating from the school, the person had been transformed into another person. Why? Because those who are in charge of the campus fellowship are very diligent to pray for them, to guide them. After you guide 1 day, 1 month, 1 year, then it becomes a tradition. Once the campus fellowship is a good tradition, you can edify a lot of person. One day a brother told me, a few of the brothers rented the same apartment. Then what should you do? About 4 or 5 brothers rented the same apartment. They pray every night. Filled by the Holy Spirit, that the sound will become very loud. That's right. So the upstairs one keep on stepping on the ground. But after a few months, the upstairs, they get used to it. They never do protest anymore. So the brother and sister are really very fervent. So this is a vineyard. This is a yard. When you are in charge of that, be diligent, don't lazy. And so, not fulfilling the duty, that's called laziness. And the poverty will cut. Okay. And next one. What is laziness? Laziness means we make too many excuses. That means lazy. Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 22. Proverbs chapter 22. Verse 13. The lazy man say, there is a lion outside. I shall be slain in the street. So what does that mean? No, I don't want to go out. I'd rather sit here. Why? Because, there's a lot of robber. You know, this street is not safe. All right. So you don't have to go out to work. A lot of excuse. When I was in South Africa, I find out one thing, very interesting. You know, the South Africa right now, we have a 600 membership. And most of them, about 90%, 95% of them, come from Fujian, Fuqing. And what did they do? They are running the some kind of grocery store. And in order to avoid the competition, they have to find a store in a remote area. Nobody go there to open a store. And in a remote area, a lot of time is in a very dangerous area, a lot of robbery, because there's no competition. And they open a grocery store, earn a lot of money. Even sometimes they were robbed, they still continue to be there. And a lot of time they open a store from 6 a.m. until evening 9 p.m. So they earn quite a few of money. So once they are motivated by, I want to make money, no excuse. Even so dangerous, even so, so many times been robbed, still remain there. No excuse. Why? Because I want to make money. The same thing. If we really do want to achieve something, then we will do our best to get rid of all the excuses. But when we become lazy, a lot of excuses will justify us not to take action. Right? But when we are diligent, we will find a reason to do it, not to find a reason not to do it. So that is the difference. So for the people in South Africa, they find a reason to do it. What is the reason? I want to make money. If the lazy one is, they find a reason not to do it. Outside is very dangerous. So the same environment, two kind of different kind of mentality will have two different kind of result. So that's lazy. Too many excuses. Chapter 15, Proverbs chapter 15, verse 19. The way of lazy men is like a hedge of thorns. By the way of the upright is highway. 15 of 19. The lazy men in front of them, there are a lot of thorns. The thorn can become a excuse. The thorn also mentioned in front of them. They are going to go through some kind of suffering. Many excuses is laziness. Now the next one. Laziness. One of the signs of laziness is we become a busybody. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 13. For some have already turned aside after Satan. Let me see. 13, okay. And besides, they learn to be idle, wandering about from house to house, and not only idle, but also gossip and busybody, saying things which they ought not. Let's talk about a young widow. Right? A young widow, according to the teaching of the Bible, is rather to go find somebody to get married and have children. Why? Because the widow is young and has a lot of times, and if they have nothing to do, then they will spend the time to wandering around. And wandering around is not preaching the gospel. Wandering around is preaching the gossip and become a busybody. We have 8 hours to sleep and 8 hours of hard working and another 8 hours to relax and family life. But if we find out ourselves has so much time to spend to gossip around or be busybody around, that means we are lazy. Probably something we did not fulfill. We does not fulfill. So we have so much time. If we really try to fulfill our duty, then our time is very limited. Very limited. Yeah. Right? After you become a student, after you come back from school, you fulfill your own homework, right? And you help your family to clean up. And then you do some exercise. How much time left? Very limited, right? So if you spend a lot of time doing this, doing that, had nothing to do with your study, nothing to do with your family, all right? Probably it's a sign we are lazy. Yeah. Right. But we do not fulfill our own duty. The next one, number five. Enjoy other people's labor. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Verse 8. Nor did we eat anyone's bread free of charge, but work with labor and toil night and day, that we may not be a burden of any of you. You know, in the book of Acts, we just studied yesterday, right? Everybody share everything in common. Some of the rich men, they sell all their property and bring the money to the church. Right? And then gradually, some of the members become lazy. Why? I don't have to work. Do you know? The church provides everything. Right? So I just go to the church and work and eat. It becomes the burden of the church. So later on, Paul just gives instruction to them. If you don't labor, you should not eat. So your existence should not become a burden to other people. So lazy means what? We become a burden to others. That means we are lazy. We are supposed to take care of ourselves. In the family, the same thing. In the family, when you are a newborn baby, when we are no newborn baby, the only one thing you know how to do is what? Crying, right? If you are a newborn baby, you know you don't cry. What happened? Your parent will cry, right? Because if you don't cry, you cannot survive. And you start to cry, the air open your lung, right? And crying sometimes is an exercise, right? So when you're hungry, only thing is cry. And too hot, cry. Too cold, cry. Wet diaper, cry. Uncomfortable, cry, right? Your responsibility is zero. Your parent's responsibility is 100%. What does marriage mean? According to the Bible, what does marriage mean? Marriage means depart from the parent, right? And clean with the wife. What does it mean? What does that mean? That means mature. We are mature enough to take up our own responsibility 100%, right? That's called maturity. So if we reach to the age of 20, we always ask parents to help, right? Help me wash the clothes. Help me pay the bill. Help me take up this. Help me take up that. You are not qualified to get married. Why? Because your existence becomes the burden of other people. So lazy means we don't contribute anything. We only waiting other people to contribute something to help me. So I can take advantage of that. That's called lazy. Right? So when in the process of growing up, our responsibility from 0% to 1%, 2%, 10%. When you reach to the age of 18, graduate from high school, how many percentage of responsibility we have to take care of? Something basic you have to take care of, right? Do the laundry, right? And help the wash the dishes, right? And then take out the garbage, right? And vacuum your friend home, right? And sometimes, when the sister you reach to 18, you have to help cook, right? You cannot only waiting mommy at the full-time job, come back and cook, and you say, oh no, this is no good, and that's no good, I don't like it, I want to eat out, give me money. That's not right. Oh. When you reach to 18, you are supposed to be able to cook, and then your parents, both are hardworking, they come back, they can enjoy your cooking, when you are not so busy in the summertime. Right? So our existence should not become a burden to us. The same with when you come here. All right? RSTS. Last time I saw in Cerritos, that church, that quite good. What kind of college use? Spiritual convocation? The last day before they leave, they detach the cover from the sleeping bag, right? They detach the cover from the pillar, and they roll up the sleeping bag, and they put to the original place, and then they put the cover to another place, so the church can do church duty to wash it. But the student, before you go, you have to do your own duty. What is lazy means? When we come here, we expect the church to do everything. Right? After you leave, then church start to arrange some people to detach the cover and to roll the sleeping bag and put it back. No, we should not do that. Now, we come here, we have to do our best not to become a burden of other people. Of course, we have to attend the service here, so the church arrange some people to cook for us. That's reasonable. But before we leave, whatever we can do, we should do it. Yeah, right? So reduce the burden minima to the local church. Right? So this is called lazy. Enjoy other people's labor. It's not good. So the welfare original intention is good to help those who are helpless. But the welfare system sometimes promote laziness. A lot of people don't want to work. They just enjoy the welfare. Then it's not good. Right? This is so-called, what is laziness? Then, why are we lazy? Why are we lazy? Think about, why are we lazy? We are not saying, why are you lazy? Why are we lazy? Sometimes I'm lazy too, right? Why are we lazy? Let's look into the second point. Because we don't want to suffer. That's one of the important reasons. We don't want to sacrifice. We don't want to suffer. Proverbs chapter 24. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 33. We just read this, right? Steve, a little stumble means we don't want to suffer. We don't want to get up. We don't want to labor. We don't want to take up responsibility. So we don't want to suffer. Then we turn to chapter 20, verse 4. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 4. The lazy man will plow because of winter. And he will beg during the harvest and have nothing. You know, winter outside is very cold. But the winter is a time for the farmer to prepare the land, till the land ready. So when the spring comes, they can sow the seed, and summertime they can harvest. Since they don't want to suffer because outside is so cold, inside is so warm, so let's stay inside. They don't till the land. So summertime. They have nothing to eat. So why are we lazy? First one is don't think about the future. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6. Go to the end and you sluggard. Consider her way and be wise. Which have no captain. Overseer or ruler, provide her supply in the summer and gather her food in the harvest. How long will you slumber, O sluggard? When will you rise from your sleep? You talk about, think about the consequence, the future, that we will become very diligent. And in the summertime, right? It's a time of harvest. So ant keep on dragging all the food to the net. But in the winter time, you never see the ant die. Because in summertime, the ants are well prepared. A lot of other insects, they die. Why? Because they are not prepared. So, why are we lazy? Because we don't think about the future. Now, right? If we think about the future, we will study hard. If we think about the future, we will work hard. Now, tomorrow, we have two more sections. First section, we'll finish C, D, and E. The second section, we are going to finish procrastination. Let's pray in silence.